Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, time now for our daily tech and business report. Today, we are joined by Bloomberg's Jamie Terabay. Now, the Biden administration poised to support a contentious cybercrime treaty at the United Nations this week, which could become a legal framework for countries around the globe now to prevent and investigate crimes in cyberspace. So, Jamie, put it in perspective for us. What exactly would this treaty do?
That remains to be seen. It's very complicated, and it was originated by countries including Russia, Belarus, China, Iran, Myanmar, Nicaragua, and Syria in 2019 as a way to the original resolution was titled Countering the Use of Information and Communications Technologies for Criminal Purposes. Now, in the hands of an authoritarian government, that could mean any number of things. And one of the reasons why the US says it stepped in the way that they did in choosing to engage with this process is to help navigate and steer the convention to a path that would actually be more beneficial towards human rights and serve as an actual real tool to pursue cyber criminals beyond borders and enable countries to be able to extradite people who are guilty of launching ransomware attacks. So that's the overarching sort of idea of it. But there are still mechanisms, there are still steps that need to happen for the process to move forward. They are going to be looking at it this week, and I guess it looks like it will be voted in favor of. And so you've got essentially two blocks, really, people, you know, countries that want to use this tool to criminalize child sexual exploitation and non-consensus of dissemination of intimate photos. And then you have the other side, which is data requests and tracking political dissidents that are out of reach. So it's going to take a lot of politicking and a lot of diplomacy, but that's the essence of what this convention will look like right now. I hope that makes sense.
If you were at the UN meeting this week, though, wouldn't you be wondering whether or not, with the change in administration, whether the support will continue after 60 days?
You know, that's a really good question. A lot of these requests that are expected to come through for data requests, for example, are going to be passed by the Department of Justice. According to this administration, those requests will be closely scrutinized by the Department of Justice to ensure that they adhere to the human rights aspects of the convention. What happens in future departments of justice? I would hope that they would continue to, but we really don't know at this point.
Well, that makes it difficult to, if you were somebody who's signing on to this treaty, to know whether or not you're going to get support and help later on.
I think a lot of what's happening now will, and you know, even the conversation that we heard yesterday from senior administration officials when they were outlining their reasons for going forward with this convention was that this was an expectation that this process would take years, that the implementation would happen in steps and stages. And so this isn't like next day, this is the deal, done and dusted, but that there would be conversations and negotiations going forward.
So what do you do? I mean, like you said, it's going to take a while. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? And so, you know, how do you then count on not just the U.S., but changes in administrations in other countries?
I think, you know, I mean, really, the other countries that have all signed on, and everyone, to some extent, the vast majority of the people who are engaged in this process have the same goals, which is, you know, the criminalization of child exploitation material online, China crack down on ransomware attacks and ransomware operators. So you would hope to be able to find a consensus among the different governments and member states to be able to sort of look at the convention, look at the requests that you're getting from other countries, but really you'll have to adhere to your own laws as well as the elements of the convention that essentially direct how you respond to those requests.
Jamie, thanks for the reporting and for the explanation. That is Bloomberg's Jamie Terabay. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.